Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bible Verses and Prayers for Our Lives. Today we are going to hear from the creator and host of this podcast, my husband, Patrick Odom. How are you doing today, honey?
I'm doing well. Thank you for that introduction. I heard the love in that introduction. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Well, I just want to be able to give you a little background of who Patrick is. Patrick is a, first of all, God-fearing man who strives to serve the Lord, which I am a proud wife, proud to be his wife. And Patrick has served in the military for over 20 years now. He's retired, where he was a police officer. And then, so half of his time in, he was security forces. And then the rest of the time, the Lord led him to a position called a first sergeant, which is pretty much providing support to the airmen and the leaders and the commanders. And little did we know, it was his prepping ground for him to do ministry, where now God is using him in the kingdom. He loves the Lord. He loves to talk. So we're going to be, I'm excited to hear all that we're probably going to hear today. Good stuff though, is what you will receive. So I don't mind listening. So we'll move forward. And Patrick, if you don't mind, could you read what the verse of the day is?
Of course. Today's verse is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And of course, we read out of the International Children's Bible. And it reads, "Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need." Philippians 4 and 6.
Wow. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, babe. Can you let us know what sticks out in that verse for you?
What sticks out to me is that word worry, because there are times in our lives, and especially, you know, during times like we're in right now, that worry can really creep into your life, and you can be, it can overwhelm you, it can paralyze you, and it can have you not to move forward, or not just not to move forward in what God has for you, but not to move at all. And that's what that paralyzing does to you. And so it sticks out to me that we're not to worry, but we're to pray and ask God about everything that we need. So that worry really sticks out to me.
I noticed another word that you used was paralyze. And it can worrying can paralyze you. Have there ever been a time that you felt like you were paralyzed by worry?
Yes. You know, you just mentioned my military career, and I say our military career because I serve, you serve, my family served with us, with me. There's nothing that I could have done without the support of you guys. And in the transition from the military to retirement, there was a point to where that worry started to creep in, and now my finances are going to be a lot different, as far as, you know, I'm used to getting, we're used to getting this check, you know, every 1st and 15th, and right in his own time and in time, and being in a new place in California and housing and all this good stuff, you know, it's like you worried about, am I going to be able to support my family? And that for a second, when I took my eyes off of God, for a split second, I began to worry about that. It became paralyzing.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, you know what? I would like to talk more about that on the other side. Hello, hello. We are back. We were discussing Philippians 4 and 6, where Patrick was sharing with us a time in his life where worrying caused him to be paralyzed. Patrick, do you mind just giving us a little bit of a brief review of where you were stating that you felt paralyzed in your career, military career?
Yes. Well, it was actually in the transition from my military career into retirement, where we are right now, and how the worrying and concern about the future and what the future would look like. Mm-hmm. I knew that we were good to go as far as, you know, health care, and God was going to take care of us in our needs, in our basic needs and everything. But I began to think about, okay, so truly, what does it look like on the other side of this, of the military, with our housing? Because we moved from San Antonio to California. We had a house in San Antonio, but here in California, we lived on a military installation. And as you know, the cost of living is a lot higher in California. So, but we knew that that God would have us to be here. So in trusting God, that anxiety and fear and worry tried to creep up. And, you know, it was a battle. And when the worrying begins to take over the trusting, that's when that feeling of being paralyzed and overanalyzing a situation and trying to move in your own on your own accord, instead of just waiting on God and trusting God and trusting the plan that He has for you, can get you in trouble and can paralyze you. So that's that's what I meant by that.
That is good. So you said when the worry trumps pretty much when the worry trumps the trust.
There it is. Yes.
And then when you begin to analyze it, and begin to make it more than what it is, that also interferes with the trust. Oh, that is good. That is good. So, Patrick, in this scripture, What else sticks out to you?
Well, the meat of it, once you get past that worry, the meat of it that sticks out to me is our foundation of but pray and ask God for everything you need. And that, it just brings me joy in that. Mm-hmm. Because I know and understand that prayer really does change a situation. Prayer changes a situation physically. It changes a situation spiritually, emotionally. It changes because in this same situation, to where I felt like the worry was beginning to paralyze me in this transition, when I just let go and let God and really sought His face and not what it was that I wanted per se and what I thought things were going to look like, when I sought His face and I prayed, He began to just move and do things on our behalf that no man could have done. And you know, you walked it with us. Like, even the house that we're in right now, we know that this was from God. And if we have time, then I guess like we can share the testimony on the other side on how our worrying from the beginning caused us to kind of get ahead of God. But then in trusting Him and praying for what we need, it all turned around and God showed up and gave us more than what we would have got if we went on in our own worrying and concern.
Praise God. So, Patrick, I would like for you to elaborate a little bit more about getting ahead. Okay, so we're here on the other side, and I asked if Patrick would elaborate a little bit more about getting ahead of God. But I want you to be able to just give advice to everyone, maybe even through your testimony, to show how they can live out what this scripture is saying, and to make sure they're not allowing themselves to be in a place where they feel paralyzed, or allowing that paralyzing them, making them want to get up and be ahead of God, go, you know, make moves when they shouldn't, and it's not that time yet.
Amen. Yes, definitely could do that. We were discussing the transition, and the advice that I would give to anyone is to remain calm and trust God. In my situation, in this transition, I now understand that paralyzed feeling came from not remaining calm and truly trusting in Him and trusting in His word. Real quick, what happened was, we were in the move. We were in the process of selling a home, and this is a year and a half process. In the process of selling a home in one state and trying to purchase a home here in California, and we had a tenant in our other home, and the tenant was just moving at his pace, and you know,
I think he may have been worrying actually, and it was hard for him to move forward.
Right. So on both sides, there was worry. But now we understand that God was truly in the midst of it all, because a year and a half out, we tried to purchase a house in California, and we did not sell our house in time in Texas, so we couldn't get the house. But fast forward a year later, and out of the blue, the tenant just contacted us and said, "Hey, I'm ready to go. Let's do this now." Not only was the tenant ready to go, but the tenant gave us our asking price, which was more than what we were expecting for that house. And at that time, which we now understand it was God's time, in the same neighborhood that we were, denied a house, we came over to a new build, and I walked in and I was able to talk to the realtor and ask some specific questions. And he said, "Well, I know exactly what you're looking for. We just had a house come up today." So we came down, we walked, we looked at the house, and by the grace of God, it's the house that we're sitting in recording in now. And I want to say that the house is more spacious than the house that we were looking at initially. Mm-hmm. And the house cost less than the house that we were looking at the first time. So in that, once we decided to remain calm, which there's an acronym that we received from Max Licato in his book, Anxious for Nothing, Finding Calm in a Chaotic World. That calm stands for celebrating God's goodness, asking God for help, leaving your concerns with God, and meditating on good things. Once we did that, God showed up and everything worked out.
Amen. That is some great advice. Oh, wow. Calm. The C is for what?
The C is to celebrate God's goodness.
The A?
Ask for God's help.
L?
Leave your concerns with God.
And M?
Meditate on good things. And that can all be found in Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8.
Praise God. And so with that good word to be left on, we'll transition to the other side and end in prayer and a prompting for you to be able to go before God and seek being calm. See you on the other side. All right, Patrick, can you lead us in prayer?
Yes, I would love to. Father God, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this time to be able to spend in your word. Father, we thank you for this time together. Father, we pray that you could just lead us to a place of calm, Father. Lead us into a place where we can celebrate your goodness, Father. That we can rely on you and ask you for your help. Leaving our concerns with you, Father. And when those concerns try to overtake us, Father, help us to meditate on those things that are good, Father. Those things that are true, Father. Those things that are lovely, Father. With that, help us to meditate on you, Father. Help us to lean not on our own understanding. For we know that you are in control. And if you are in control of our lives, Father, if you're ordering our steps, Father, if we're following your plans, then we are going to be okay. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for even your correction, Father, in those times that we worry, Father, in those times that we become anxious, Father. Father, we thank you for your outstretched hand, Father, your outstretched arm, Father, to pull us into safety, Father. So we say thank you. And we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praise. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow on the other side. All right, now it's time for you to end the work. If there's anything that you're worried about right now, everything that we've discussed, everything that you've learned, I would ask that you would write it down. Write down what it is. Write that thing down, what you're worried about, and go before the Lord to do what we just found out, which is to seek calm. All right, we love you. We're praying for you, and we'll see you on the other side.
Amen.